I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our theme of getting answers to prayer, getting answers to your prayers. And I know that we all want to see answers to our prayers. And that's what our theme is about this week. If you haven't heard the earlier episode this week, you need to go back and listen. On Monday, we talked about praying in the name of Jesus. On Tuesday, we talked about praying in faith. Wednesday, we talked about praying with thanksgiving and praise. Yesterday, Thursday, we talked about praying in the Spirit. What a powerful time it was. Well, each one has been. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that prayer is a two-lane highway, not a one-way street. For many people, it seems, especially if you're just formal, if you approach prayer as a formal thing, then prayer is a one-way street. You just go and you say your formal prayer, and that is it. But you see, prayer is relational. And in any kind of relationship, there has to be two-way communication. So-called marriage experts tell us that one big problem in marriages that do not succeed is a lack of open communication. And in our relationship with God, there has to be open communication, because Christianity is not just a religion. It is not just a bunch of formalities and religious rituals that we go through. No, we have been brought into a real relationship where we can have fellowship with the living God through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So prayer is not a one-way street. It is a two-lane highway. And there are numerous examples in Scripture of people talking to God and God talking to them. We're going to look today at one particular example in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll begin reading at verse 7. And this is a situation where Paul is talking to God about an unpleasant situation that he calls a thorn in the flesh. Now, there are all kinds of theories about what Paul's thorn in the flesh was or might have been. We are not going there today. That is not our purpose. But nonetheless, we know that it was something unpleasant that he would like to get rid of. And so he says in verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan." Now, he does tell us it's a messenger of Satan to buffet me, or the word buffet means to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Now, this is where he explains the prayer. Verse 8, he says, "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me." So here is Paul talking to God and asking a very specific request. And he says he pleaded with God three times that it might depart from me. Verse 9, "And he said to me." Now God's talking to Paul. Paul talked to God. Now God's talking to Paul. You see, prayer is not a one-way street. Prayer is a two-lane highway. And if we are going to see answers to our prayers and have a successful prayer life, we have to not only talk to God, but we have to listen to God to speak to us through His Word, to speak to us by His Spirit. And we have to be on this two-lane highway, talking to God and allowing Him to talk to us. Now, Paul says, verse 8, "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And He said to me," now God is talking to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Wow. Now, Paul, out of this, Paul learned an incredible principle that he obviously did not know before, and that is so important, has been so important for the church down through the years. God said to him, "My grace is sufficient or adequate for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Let me just comment on this for a moment. My strength, the word strength there is a translation of the Greek word dunamis, from which we get dynamo and dynamite. Most places in the New Testament, it is translated as power, such as Acts 1 and 8, where Jesus said, "You shall receive dunamis, power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power, my dunamis, is made perfect in weakness." Made perfect. The word perfect there is the Greek word teleos. And teleos referred to the end point of a trip, the destination, the goal, or we could say the purpose. And what God is saying to here, Paul, here's something I want you to understand. My power is teleos. It is maximized. It reaches its goal. It reaches its zenith, Paul, in human weakness, in your weakness. In other words, Paul, when I am looking for someone to do a job for me, I don't look for a person whose response is, "Yeah, God, that's not a problem. I can handle that. Piece of cake." No, no, no. No, Paul, that's not who I look for. Paul, I look for people who realize their own weakness and how weak they are. And they realize how much they need me. And their response is, "God, how can this be?" And so, Paul, then they have to lean hard on me. And they have to trust in me. And the job gets done because my grace is sufficient and my power works in them and through them. And then they know that it wasn't them. They know, Paul, that it was me, and they give me all the glory. So, Paul, don't worry about it. Just remember that my grace is sufficient for you and my power will be maximized, Paul, in your weakness. And of course, that means we don't grovel in our weakness. We don't have a poor me attitude. In our weakness, we turn our eyes upon our God and we put our trust in Him and in His goodness and His faithfulness. And His grace is sufficient for you today. Whatever you may be going through, God's grace is sufficient and His power will become maximized in and through you in your weakest times. Hallelujah. As you keep your eyes upon Him. Back in 1989, I became very sick, very ill. It was a 3.5-year battle of faith. Hallelujah. I came through it. You know, it was a battle for my health, a battle for my life. But you know, there was a two-way conversation in all of this is what got me through it. If I'd seen prayer as a one-way street, I would not have survived. But I already knew that prayer was a two-lane highway. And so now I was standing on God's promises. I was having these terrible symptoms in my body, loss of energy, palpitations in my heart, pains in my chest. And I'm standing on God's word because I believed in healing. I preached healing. I'm standing on God's promises of healing and so on, but nothing is changing. I'm going to guess it was about 3 months into this. I heard the Lord speak to me. You see, prayer is a two-lane highway. My friends, you want to see answers? You got to remember, prayer is a two-lane highway. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You will come out of this by reversing the process that got you into it." Wow. And I knew immediately what he meant was an unhealthy lifestyle. A lifestyle busy and on the go. I was in the ministry at the time and I was always working on a master's degree at Oral Roberts University in their seminary. And so I was going day and night and feeling proud of myself. I remember being up all night to finish an assignment for a class and going to class the next day and feeling proud of myself, how I had persevered. And then as much as possible, going out on the weekends and ministering because that was our primary source of income. But it caught up with me and, you know, and living on fast foods, paying no attention to my diet, not having any kind of exercise program. In other words, I wasn't looking after my body. And when I heard the Lord say, you will come out of this by reversing the process that got you into it, I knew what he was saying. I knew he was saying, I'm not going to give you a supernatural miracle of healing. You're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to reverse the unhealthy lifestyle that got you into this. My wife, Susan, went out and bought a Champion juicer. We began to juice fresh vegetables, especially carrots, spinach, celery. I drank so much carrot juice that my skin actually turned orange. But I was determined to reverse the process that got me into it. So, yes, I continued to stand on faith. I continued to stand on God's word. But I also obeyed the instructions he gave me about changing the unhealthy lifestyle that had made me sick in the first place. And in retrospect, I can see that giving me a miracle of healing would have been an unkind thing for God to have done for me at that time. You know why? Because I wouldn't have changed anything and probably be dead today. But here it is, 30 years later. I just did a 2-mile prayer walk this morning, and I have to say I feel great. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that 2-lane highway where we not only talk to you, but you talk to us and you lead us and you guide us and you tell us where we're falling short so that we can make adjustments in life so that we can have the best life possible. My friends, never forget, prayer is not a one-way street of just us talking to God. It's a 2-lane highway. And make sure that you're listening to him. You're reading his word. He speaks to us primarily through his word, but he can also speak to us by his Holy Spirit. But make sure that you are in a listening mode and that your prayer life, your relationship with God is a 2-lane highway. I'm Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me this week and today for getting answers to your prayers. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There are articles there. There's also a bookstore there. Our books are available to Amazon. I know there are some that will greatly bless you, and I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.